this account from the very end of Mark's gospel has a very different sort of feel about it than a lot of the other resurrection accounts, whereas you have the joy and the intimacy and the revelation and that of when Jesus comes and encounters his followers, as we've been hearing all week in our gospel readings. Today it seems like they have no idea what's going on and they don't believe it. And then Jesus comes and he seems a bit upset and he rebukes them and says, "Why didn't you believe?" It's a very different sort of tone to the ending. But I think it shows really the weakness and the humanity of the disciples, that we've all got stuff within us, brokenness or sinfulness that resists the good news of the resurrection, that resists the grace of God at work within us. And they were no exception. Jesus didn't choose them because they were perfect. They still had whatever was within their hearts that resisted this, or whatever blindness they had in their minds. But Jesus shows very clearly that this isn't an obstacle to them becoming witnesses to the gospel. I've been kind of struck looking at all the resurrection accounts across this week by just how much it kind of shows that the sinfulness of all of humanity, and how that's still kind of taken up in the joy of the resurrection. So if I sound like I'm repeating myself, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm sure Jesus would. But whereas I was reflecting the other day how the sins of those to whom we bring the message of the good news shouldn't be an obstacle to us bringing the good news to them, I think what today's gospel shows is that the weakness and the sinfulness of us as disciples shouldn't be an obstacle to us being carriers of and messengers of the good news. We see this account that really doesn't show the disciples in a good light. And when we think about the gospel texts and how these stories kind of came to be written down, it would seem pretty strange if the disciples decided to make up stories of themselves not believing that Jesus was risen. There's lots of different stuff that they've kind of written in the stories of the Gospels, and it's come about from the disciples starting to tell the stories of what happened when Jesus was around. But why would they start spreading stories about themselves not believing? It sounds like it would kind of undermine their credibility as, "Oh yeah, we know this guy Jesus and he's risen as Lord, but we didn't even believe him ourselves." It kind of undermines the message that they're bringing and their own faith as witnesses. But it's kind of a mark of the authenticity of the Gospels and of these events that the disciples knew that we don't need to be ashamed of our own weakness. Yes, Jesus came and was risen, and we didn't know how to receive that first. We kind of didn't believe the news. We were a bit too rocked by it, or we were a bit too stuck in our grief or whatever it was. But that doesn't matter. He still came and revealed this grace to us, and he still called us to be witnesses to the gospel. Because yeah, it says they didn't believe, and then someone else comes and tells them, and then they didn't believe again. But then Jesus shows up himself, and yes, he reproached them because they refused to believe. But then he says to them, "Go out to the whole world and proclaim the good news." So they weren't perfect instruments at all. But that's not what Jesus wants to use. He wants to use us, his broken and sinful ones who have been redeemed, to be able to share his good news to the world. So let's hear that call along with the disciples to bring that good news to all that we can, to take up the message along with the whole church and hear that invitation from the Lord, that once we have met him in the resurrection, once we've encountered his victory over our death, his victory over our sinfulness, that we can go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news to all creation.